Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today. And we're going to talk about the usuals, new items, things we own and enjoy, as well as cool things we're eyeing in the community. Hey Kelly, how's it going?
Hey April, it's good. I've got my, my mom insisted on buying me a Starbucks this evening.
Nice.
So it's a double tall latte, and I asked for a little caramel drizzle, and I feel like that's the ticket to making Starbucks coffee not taste like awful. You know, there's something about Starbucks coffee that's just not good unless you put a bunch of sugar in it. So it's like caramel macchiatos are like the best Starbucks drink, I think. Like, if I had to pick one, that's what it would be.
That's what I ordered last Sunday.
Nice. They're so good iced when it's got that nice weather out.
Exactly. We took Cookie out on a walk on Sunday morning. And then I got a breakfast sandwich and a caramel macchiato. And, nice. You know, it really sets the mood for the day. And we did have a very nice, fun Sunday. Nice. Stationery happy hour. The two of
us,
right?
Yes, we did. On Twitch. It was a very good and full stationary stream day.
It was. It has kind of become that way somehow. So yeah, Kelly and her mom, special guest, joined me on Twitch this past Sunday. And you guys can probably still catch the recording on twitch.tv/penguinscreative. And we just played with a lot of inks in journal together.
And then April just like whipped out a really cute illustration of a polar can, which I feel like when you say it, it doesn't sound that cool, but it's April just makes it look really cool.
I should be drinking that today, but instead I'm drinking. So I rummaged through I rummaged through my tea packets, my instant tea packets, and I discovered this like lone Thai iced tea. Instant mix. So I'm having a very
nice.
You're
drinking it in a mug?
Cozy. Well, it's hot. I made it hot.
Oh,
okay. It's a cozy, hot, orangey Thai iced tea drink right now.
But it's a hot Thai iced tea. That makes no sense to me.
You know? It just like got through to me. Oh my God, I'm calling it a hot Thai iced tea. Well, I feel like because Thai iced tea is a kind of drink. It's like the flavor.
Yes.
Like you don't say I want Thai tea, right? I want
right.
Thai iced yeah. tea. Except it's hot.
You know, I'm pretty sure that it would be delicious, so I'm not judging you. This is a judgment-free zone.
It's very, very delicious.
Nice.
Well, let's get into stationery talk. You want to start today?
Sure, why not? So this is one of those things I found on Instagram that I'm pretty sure over at the, oh my goodness, it's called Tokyo Pen Station, that podcast?
Tokyo Inklings.
Yes.
And
Tokyo Inklings, sorry.
Hosted by Tokyo Pen Station, though. Yeah, so. Tokyo
yes,
Station Pens. Actually, I'm so sorry, CY. It must be.
Yes. It's CY's podcast that he runs in Tokyo. I'm pretty sure they talked about this Maruzen event that just happened in Japan. And Maruzen is actually a bookstore, but they also have an amazing stationery section. And when I lived in Japan, I used to go there. And back in that day, I really loved like gel pens and that kind of stuff. So it was before my fountain pen days, and I'm so mad at my past self for not.
Again. Kelly,
dang it,
you
Kelly.
Were so ignorant.
I was so close yet so far. So Ink Advisor Ken, who is also someone I mentioned quite a few times on Instagram, it's Ink Advisor_Ken. You should follow his account. He's amazing. He posted this series of photos. The first is like a whole bunch of Tono and Limbs boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's got some like limited edition roll bond notebooks that kind of look funky, but whatever. And then the next photo are these clear files which we all love a clear file, do we not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And these ones are really cute because they, one of them has like these four fountain pens on the front, and it's very like, what, not anatomy drawing, but
I know what you mean. It's like, it's drawn out, like the details, you can, it's kind of laid out in a way that you're kind of looking at the complete structure of the pen.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
It's like a photo, but it's a drawing basically. And there's like a little, another clear file that has all these, it's like a bookshelf that's super cute. And then they have the Athena ink on one of them, which is this kind of exclusive Maruzen ink line. And in the next photo, it's got these like kind of, have we ever talked about Soebumi? April, you know Soebumi, right? No, it's it's like those, you know what it is. It's the little tiny note sets that are on that Japanese washi paper.
Yes,
and it has
yes.
a little tiny motif at the top. And it's kind of just like this note paper. So they have a couple sets that have like a typewriter, a little, you know, retro letter, a bottle of ink. And then the other one is like retro cafe, and it all has like Maruzen branding on it.
Yeah. Okay. So they kind of came up with these special sets of memo sheets, basically, with the unique illustrations. The kanji, I don't even can read it. It says Lemon Bookstore. And so it's based on that same story, the lemon that was featured in Traverse Company this year.
Oh.
The story of, is basically, it's like a, it's a very famous short novel in Japan where this guy, like one day he just went into a bookstore and decides to put a lemon on the shelf to see what would happen after that. So that what you were describing earlier, the bookshelf was like that kind of setting, I think, with the lemon, like one of
them. That's cute as hell.
I've seen this series of stationery from Maruzen before, just specifically kind of featured with this overall theme, right? And so to see it, like,
my god, that makes it even better. I'm upset that I don't even know that story. I'm gonna look that up after the podcast.
So it's like a very I think popular Japanese novel or something, but yeah, this seems like it's like an extension of that series. Like, these are things
I learned about that in my like Japanese literature class, but it's not ringing a bell.
must be pretty recent then. I feel like, I don't know. We might have to look it up. It's just,
it's
called
really
lemon.
Cute though. Now it has that more meaning. I need all this stuff. I used to like to go to the one in Tsudanuma because that's closer to Chiba, and that was closer to where I was. That was my little, they had a cute Maruzen and they had a cute Starbucks. And it was like my little treat day to myself. I miss those days.
The Japan lifestyle, right? So, well, my new item that I wanted to share with y'all today, it actually was dropped last Wednesday when we had just released Happy Hour.
It was like the same day.
Sarasa, literally, we just talked about Sarasa last week when they released the Sarasa R. Closely following is the new series in their lineup of Sarasa clip pens called Sarasa Deco Shine, which I think essentially is like the Pilot Juice Metallic equivalent, I think. Where are we comparing him to another pen brand again? Like, this is not quite right, but 10 colors in the Sarasa clip lineup that, you know, writes opaquely on black paper is basically the selling point. And they're calling it Deco Shine, which I think is kind of a cross between pastel and metallic at the same time. So it's kind of like jewelry, I think is what it's going for. So they demoed it writing on black paper, and you got like these nice pink, orange, blue, teal green, gold and silver, of course, so 10 new colors essentially, and the barrel is kind of cool. It's got the usual colored clips and like the holder, but the rest is black, which is mm-hmm. pretty neat. I like the packaging here this time. Yeah, what do you think about those? Are you excited about Glitter Pen, or are you like over it already?
So the thing is, when I first saw the sample that they put out, I was reminded of the Jelly Roll. Mm. And how those are so opaque on the paper, on black paper, and it seems like, you know, and it also has the shine, so that makes it more unique. I'm very interested, and I may or may not be hitting up Tokyo Pen Shop because I'm assuming they will carry them.
That's right. Yeah. I think I saw Paper Tree teasing that they're going to carry.
Well, maybe I'll go through her.
I know, right? It's so cool. Yeah. She's expanding to pen selections now in her shop.
She's so great.
She is very nice. I was going to talk about my paper treats this week too, because I just got two new packs.
April!
Strawberry Shortcake and Double Scoop. So good. But I'm also like, I'm going to leave those for the kids. April, stop buying the packs.
No, from the kids. Whatever. Kids can go get their other stuff. I'm really trying to hold off on buying more letter sets because I have those ones coming that Candy helped me buy in Japan.
Ooh, right, yeah.
And like, they haven't showed up yet, and I'm assuming that's because, you know, postal everything is not a good time right now.
Makes sense.
But, you know, mm-hmm. I really love letter sets, though. They're so cute.
So kind of coming back to the Deco Shine pens, I love mm-hmm. that they not only demoed it on black paper, in the photo, they also demoed it on photo paper. So there's yes. this photo of this pink writing super opaquely on this blue skyline. And I'm just like, ooh, that's nice. I kind of want to go try that with my Jelly Roll on my existing photo printouts or something like that. So
yeah,
just, you know, new ideas that am inspiring me to try cool things with my existing tools. But I just think, you know, we got to mention new pens in the Japanese stationery world. And so these are pretty cool. I don't know if I'll be getting a set, but I would love to try it out if you did. Counting on you for that one.
I really like that they included like two blues as well as like an orange and a copper. I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's kind of like a corally color or something.
Yeah. And of course the pink and the red differentiation. It bugs mm-hmm. me when people don't get those right. Yeah, it looks interesting. And you know, the Sarasa, the metallic, the ones that they already have, I feel like they're not that good. Mm. Like, hot take, they kind of suck. So I really hope that this is like a better version of that.
Mm. Yeah, I know what you mean. They have those before in kind of like the clicky style, right? And then they have I was looking at like a past sample on their feed. And I feel like it writes a little streaky. Like it wasn't like fully coverage on the black paper.
Yes,
but this one,
I hate that.
It's this one looks like it's, this new one though, looks like it really stood out against the black paper. Yeah. So
okay, I'm going to buy some then.
Did that just like convince you right there and then?
I'm done. Absolute art.
Anyway, cool stuff, and you know, people who tried it out, tag me so I can check them out.
Yes,
I know a few people who's already got them. So
Trisha have some?
I'm counting on you, Trisha. Yeah.
She's our savior.
I know, she's right there. Anyway, so what's your item this week that you want to talk about?
So my item, you know, I always have a hard time with this one, but I decided to talk about this pen that I just inked up that I was asking April, have I talked about this yet? So I don't think I have. Sorry if I have and we just forgot. It is the Platinum Balance. And I actually bought it in Seattle when I was going to see April. And then we met up, right? And I was like, April, look at this pen. And then we inked it up and it was really fun. So she's like, I don't even remember.
I feel like we've had that same conversation many times. So it might have been the Twisby. It might have been another pen. Like, you have new pens a lot. So
it was specifically when we went to that cafe
with the with the avocado toast. The Mr. Yes. and Mrs. something. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I think I remember because you went to the bathroom to flush out the pen. Yes.
Then I had to like go back and flush it more. Yes, because this pen, I actually bought it from Kinokuniya, and I was like, hey, can I buy the sample? Because mm-hmm. if you ask to buy the sample pen, it's not as expensive. So I got 20% off.
Hot tip. I think
it's around like a $30 to $40 pen. And this one, the cap is kind of like, it moves around a little bit, but it's securely on there.
Mm.
But I'm like, maybe if it was a new one, it wouldn't do this thing, but I don't care. So I'm talking about it because it's actually one of my favorite pens. Even out of all my gold nibs, like this guy is solid. If you're looking for... if you don't want to break the bank yet on a nice fountain pen, you should buy one of these. So I just inked it up with Hoteison, which is something that Job was really wanting. And then you were comparing it to that Dandyism ink. But I think this one is darker. It's basically like an ink that looks black, but you know it's green.
Yes.
So it makes you happy.
Yes. That's exactly how I described Dandyism when I was swatching it. I was like, this is an ink that can look professional, but inside I know I'm rocking some green on this official paper.
Exactly. So, you know, solid pen, steel nib, it's a fine. Like it shades really nice with it does the fountain pen thing. It's wow, that's a good review. It does the fountain pen thing.
What nib size did you get?
I think it's a fine, but it's actually really hard to read the little thing. Like mm-hmm. I think it's actually kanji.
Oh, I see. All right.
So I'm like, who knows what that says?
I know this is like, you know, if you want to upgrade a little bit from the Twisby, which is usually like $25 to $30.
Yeah.
And then this one's probably like about 35 to 40-ish, right? Yeah. So yeah, it is definitely the in-between, even though it's still like a steel nib compared to the gold nibs. But that it looks really cool. And I was looking up some, you know, color variations for the barrel. There's this nice green and it was kind of calling to me.
Green? What? I thought there was just the blue and the pink. Mine is totally clear though.
I think maybe it's a blue, but it has like a... I don't know. It's kind of
blue-green
color. Or maybe my eyes are deceiving.
It's kind of hard to find. Like, and then I saw someone on one of the Reddits the other day talking about, I sounded really old just then, probably one of the Reddits. They're called subreddits. Anyway.
Oh, that is green. It is green. So there's
it is. Okay.
There's green, gray, red, blue.
Okay, wait, where are you finding these right now?
Goulet pens.
Goulet has the balance?
As for us of spring 2019, this has been discontinued. It's no longer available for sale. Okay, thanks, Kelly.
That's what I thought. That's why they're so hard to find. No. Okay, here's the thing about them, though. Apparently, there's a pen called the Platinum Cool, like COOL. And it looks really similar to the balance, and someone posted about it, and I was like, what? And so I got confused. So maybe that's like the new version. Sorry, I don't know anything that I'm talking about, people listening, but basically I really like this pen.
Okay. Nice. Well, thanks for putting it out there. I feel like for those who are more interested, we can go dig.
I'll do a little digging too.
I feel like it's probably the kind of pen that's like still available in Japan, but just like not available here, or they kind of changed it to a different series and renamed it or something.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they just don't deign to release it over here because we're not worthy.
We're not worthy. We'll be speaking about something that's like really worthy though, so we'll get to that. But you know, speaking of pens that are only in Japan but never in the US, things are about to change, right? So
yes, that's true.
Let me share my stuff first.
Yes.
I want to talk about my pen pouch, which I feel like I've shown you before. It's the Pentel Limited, kind of like, it's a, you know, those Japanese magazine that comes with pouches. You buy those big box magazine, but inside it's like a bag or a pouch or another bag, like a smaller bag and bag. Well, this one's a pen pouch and it's by Pentel, which is one of those stationary old school brands. And it's a special series that features these kitsatens, which is, you know, cafes, retro cafes in Japan. And so this is a beautiful teal with like a parfait or like a cream soda pattern. And it's those butterfly style. Do they call it butterfly style?
I feel like
in Taiwan, we call this like there's this breakfast item in Taiwan that where you sandwich like a sandwich pouch and you put stuff inside, so we call it that instead of butterfly. We call it like a breakfast item. So basically it opens up into like a, you know, a butterfly with two sides, and there's like pouches, right, where you can put in pens, you can put in scissors, just your usual pen pouch. And
that today, looks wonderful. I want everything in there.
It's a beautiful navy. And yes, I wanted to talk about what I put in there. Like, yeah. I was thinking today, you know, usually when we think about pen pouches and going out on the cafe journaling session, you know, no matter how short or long, I was like, okay, if I can only put in enough to fit into this singular pen pouch, what would go in it?
And oh boy. So
put my thoughts into this. And now I'm going to break it down to you guys. So for me, the essentials is always a nice, reliable black gel pen and a black micron or like a uni pen fine line. So one for writing and one for drawing. You know,
nice.
A reliable black pen if I want to take quick notes, not necessarily on my journal, but like if someone wants my number or something, whip out this reliable gel pen. And this drawing pen, the pigmented pen, is if I wanted to illustrate something and color over it. And then of course you got the fountain pens, right? So yes. I don't want to be the person that carries all my fountain pen out, because what if my bags get stolen? I'm not gonna put all my eggs in one basket, right? So
yeah,
two fountain pen. One's my favorite recently, the platinum one that I talked about last time, or maybe it was the time before. The beautiful platinum 3776.
Love it.
And then the Twisby Echo, another, you know, my usuals. And then fun gel pens. My latest addiction is the Uniball one. So I put in two colors in there just to have like a little bit of oomph to my journaling page.
But how did you only choose two of those? You have like all of them.
I can't fit all of them in here. I have to pick just enough to fit into this pen page. Right, so only two fun colors to add to the mediocre black, and my fun fountain pens, and then a brush pen. So that usually is the Pentel Touch sign pen, because I love how it letters. You know, you have those thin and thick strokes, and I particularly love the yellow ochre, which actually writes like a gold. So it's always like a nice accent on your spread if you don't have too much to play with. Scissor, obviously, because you never know when you need to cut something or someone.
Nice.
And then
constant vigilance.
Constant vigilance. That's what Kelly says. She listens to these crime or murder podcasts, and she makes me very scared all the time. And on a more tame note, the new Plus Cream Tape.
Yes, so good.
Because I've been bringing out my Thinking of You and my Noti, the little Noti efficiency notebooks, and they're all cream-based paper. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have been taking my other white color correction tape, but lately it's been the Plus Cream Tape, the Whipper.
So good. It is the best.
It is. And then actually I have like three more brush pens if I wanted to do some coloring and like illustrations, and these are also my recent favorites, the Tombow dual brush pens. And I pick three colors that are really like complementary. So here specifically in this setup, just to match my pen pouch, I have a teal, I have an orange, and a lavender color. So just enough to fit into the other side of, you know, one side I have the pens and the other side so I have the accessories and the brush pens. And I want to say if I have space, I would put in some washi tape samples, the ones where we wrap on the longer pieces of washi cards. So those would go in there too. And that's it. That's my simple on the go. I'm grabbing coffee. I may have to wait a little bit journaling setup.
And nice.
So yeah, this is kind of what it is. And obviously for longer sessions when we used to be able to do that, I would be bringing the Hobonichi drawer pouch instead of this simple pen pouch setup. But that's what I wanted to share today. In case you're wondering, you know, what would be the essentials if you were in need of a little journaling fix on your errands or something. Yes, highly recommend.
I need to take inspiration from that because I'm going on that trip in, 2 days? So I really need to figure out how to pack because I don't want to like overload. You don't want to bring your whole freaking setup.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then you don't want to not bring enough.
I know, right? Like when you needed that pen to do a certain drawing in your journal and you're like, no, I only have this, you know? Yeah. So
I'll try to figure that out. I on our Florence was talking to us about it and I was like, should I bring my Delphonics pouch or my Superior Labor pen roll? And she's like, why don't you bring both? I'm like, I don't want to overload. I'm just trying to, I don't know, maybe I will bring both.
I feel like the Delphonics, because you don't want to lose your pen roll.
I know, right? That would be tragic.
I would cry for
you. I would cry. I would pour one out for my amazing, beautiful,
That hasn't even seen summer yet in
And it hasn't
Portland.
Even seen a cafe yet.
Oh, no.
We're sad.
So anyway, Kelly's going on a little exploration road trip into, Eastern Oregon?
Eastern Oregon, a place called Joseph. I'm a little worried about, I don't know how people think about COVID over there. But you know what?
Your journal, your thoughts, in your car, just driving along the road.
And it's really close to Wallowa Lake, which is, I'm assuming I can, get out and socially distance from people and just, lay out there and, you know, soak up the sun in the, 30-degree weather. You know.
Your favorite.
Yeah. It's, honestly, I'm just glad, because my road trip last year had to get canceled because everything was on fire. So I'm like, okay, nothing's on fire yet. So I don't think that'll be a problem.
Well, you definitely needed that break. So I hope you enjoy yourself and we can't wait to see what you do in your Traverse notebook.
Yes, I'm excited to.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. So let's move on to the next section, which is what are we thinking about getting, right? So
yeah, here's the thing. No, I didn't order this yet, but I really want to. It's the, I'm sure everybody knows, Everyday Explorers Co. recently released some new stuff, and she came out with this stamp set that's called Ready to Explore. And it has this little old school motel key. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it's the thing with the room number and stuff.
Yes, and, little sayings like, into the woods, explore more, weekend getaway. And then it's got these cute little motif stamps, with a little map that says today's adventure.
Gone off the grid.
And national park. I don't know. I think it would be cute for the trip I'm going on right now, but I'm it's too late. I don't want to rush that.
You can always, you know, get it or borrow it from somebody. I have similar stamps from her that are along this theme, but obviously not in this set. So maybe when you need to like recreate the spritz, right? When you return,
I could
lend you some stamps from her.
Sweet. That's it. You just need the April Woo hookup. That's
I bought from her new release. I got the doggy one. That was
well, of
really
course
cute.
You did. If, when she releases the cat one, that's gonna be
that's
I'm gonna
be you.
Go in there.
I know. She had the new dog parent one. The one that has the saying, can't say no to this face. I'll be using that a lot.
I mean, literally every pet owner.
Oh, and it has like, good boy, good girl, you know. Off to the vet, more food, please, you know. And then dog mom. I love there's no dog dad in here. It's just dog mom.
Oh, that's funny.
So anyway, I love it. I can't wait to use it.
Or will pose for treats. I like that.
I know she says she's gonna release the cat one next month. So
I'm so hype.
You're not gonna escape from the lure of Everyday Explorers Co.
Well, pets are just so precious.
They are. I know. We gotta like sigh a little bit. My wish list right now, I feel like I can't believe this is still like on my wish list, even though I already made an order of cute things from Japan when we talked about it.
Yeah, what the heck?
3 weeks ago, right? Furukawa Shiko. They're like, yeah, oh yeah. Second release of the cream soda like themed.
Yeah, they're really on the cream soda.
Memo sets. What is this? Fuzens. Was it you that showed me the fuzens or I showed you the fuzens?
I think you showed me the fuzens, but those are kind of a separate, so it's the cream soda line and then it's the fuzens, which is like all these amazing, adorable little, like, I don't even know, animals, like a bear giving an envelope to a rabbit.
With like, a love heart on it and like a conversation bubble. It's like, oh, here's my, I don't know, like, you know, it's so cute. And then.
Oh, and the Shibas, the dogs at the bottom that are like having their hand, their little paws on the table and looking at a dessert.
I know. Oh my God. All of these are so cute. So fuzens are memo notes with like the sticky part, right? Mm-hmm. On like one edge. So these are meant to be using your journals or on your desk as like little reminder notes. I just love the cats too, right? There's this cat on an open book with coffee, your glasses. And another one is like cats with little stationery surrounding the empty space. And you really like the alien beaming people
I
up.
Do. I love the alien one. It's like the note is in the UFO's like light beam.
Yes.
And it's like three little alien characters.
I know. It's like, yeah, the melon soda trend is just never gonna go away. It's like we're gonna persevere through summer and oh, here we go, summer's here again, so let's just pump it up and give you more melon soda.
Yes.
I just want everything from it. So we'll see when those things hit the shelves of our favorite retailers here in the US. I assume a lot of them is going to carry it.
You think Kinokuniya will carry these?
I think so. I've actually seen some things from Q Things from Japan's launch, the restock on Kinokuniya's storefronts, like when I went 3 weeks ago or something. Anyway, but obviously at a pretty high markup, which is not surprising, but still. So glad we're getting these.
I would still do it.
I know, right? Well, so that's pretty much like the main things we wanted to talk about, but then there's always like a little bit left over that we do want to like mention very quickly. Specifically interesting, maybe I'll go first.
Yeah, you do.
Which is the Sailor North America announcement that they're finally getting their own limited edition pens, which, you know, people have been saying, oh, why does Japan always have these super fun limited edition Sailor Pro gears, right?
And right.
The cat's design, the slug design, sea slugs designs. and then like, you know, the cool collaborations. And finally, Habanero is the new color they're coming with.
It's happening. Yeah. So, and I think it's important to note that, like, yes, Sailor North America releases exclusives that are only available in North America, but they're not like the fun ones.
They're not the cool color, like really meaningful designs. Like,
right.
I guess the Pen of the Year is cool, but then again, it's like we're talking about the Pro Gears, right? Not the 1911s.
Because so, the little finial.
Mm-hmm. So cool. This one, I have to really give it up for Goat Spot Pens for doing that amazing image.
It's so dorky, but I love it.
Of the pen and like fire like behind it with all the habaneros piled up, like in the color of that orangey, you know, habanero chili thing. It was so like dumb, but also so adorable at the same time.
It's so dumb and over the top, but in a way that makes you respect them.
I love it so much. Like, I looked at the Sailor North America account photo and I was like, ooh, the little chili on the finial. Oh, but then I go over to Goat Spot and I'm like, oh yeah, habanero. <You know? laughs>
And so something that I mentioned, because actually my manager ordered these today, which is super cool. And I was like, so we should probably get that Noodler's ink that's called habanero. Like, because people are going to want to put those two together.
Put it together.
She was like, I'm already on it, Kelly. I'm like, yes. So hopefully that'll make people happy. And I also like that this pen, the barrel is like transparent orange.
It's really cool. I don't think I've seen
the grip section. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the grip section and the cap are like solid color.
Right. So, you know, you can put, I feel like with that orange transparent body, any color you put in, it's gonna be like a tint of orange.
Oh yeah.
But still gonna look real good. And they said that it comes in both slim and standard size, and you know, all the different nibs, and you can do 14k or 21k gold color nib.
Right.
It's just pretty amazing. But limited edition, only 800 pieces. You think it's gonna be snapped up immediately?
See, okay, it's always really hard to tell with these things because, you know, like the Twisby Iris, for example, that's sold in like 2 seconds.
I know Sarah's still like, I wish I'd gotten it.
Yeah, but then other ones like Koff, the Supernova Sailor that is like, you know, we were excited about it because like, oh, it's a new release. And it's like, nobody cares about it. So I think that this one will sell well because it's so quirky and interesting and different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just another sparkly pen like the Blue Dwarf and the Supernova and the Pen of the Year. Like, let's do something more interesting. Yeah.
This is really fun, and this appeals to the collectors or people who can like relate to the quirkiness, right? Like people who like, oh, I love hot stuff, right? Like I love eating spicy stuff. This pen's for me. Or I love orange. This pen's for me. Like habanero, I put hot sauce on everything. You know, I would, this pen's for me. So, you know, there's a lot of ways people can relate to this pen, and that's why I think it's gonna appeal to the market once, you know, it hits the retailers, and then they like, you know, sell it to the customers like, oh, we happen to have this very special pen that's only 800 in the United States and it's habanero. And I'm glad they chose a really, is habanero really popular in Japan? I feel like, is that a prevalent chili?
Probably not. I don't think so. Like,
it's definitely quite a Western world, like American thing, right? With the Tex-Mex and the,
oh yeah,
the hot sauce, the hot sauce culture and stuff. So I like it. I really, really like it, even though I can't, I like habanero's too hot for me.
Oh yeah, I can't even, like, maybe if I touch this pen it'll be too much. I'm just kidding.
I like where they're going, and you know, it's interesting to see what would come like in the future if this is the kind of like the direction they're going for.
Totally.
In terms of the US limited editions. Yeah. Oh man. Another interesting item. I was like, Kelly, you have to check that out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So April, you know, we have our little Google Doc thing, and she put this in the section and says, don't you want this notebook? Like, okay, I'll talk about it.
Especially since Daisy mentioned in the story that they're no longer producing it anymore. This is like last few of her stock, I think.
Okay, so it's, yeah, there was an update she did on the 30th of July last year that said, we store most of them in Taiwan, so we typically receive a box on a monthly schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And they have sold out already. Like,
yeah,
this notebook restocked this week or something.
And just didn't, like, it? Just gone.
Yeah, and it blew off the shelves. So it's a notebook made by Yoseika. That's what it is. It's $20. It's an A5 size. Apparently 85 GSM. Blank pages.
Yeah, it's made by this Taiwanese paper manufacturer company called Conifer, and then they made this to be fountain pen friendly, and it's pretty unique compared to other books that are making it out of, you know, Japanese paper.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think in her recent update, Conifer's not making this paper anymore.
Why do people stop making good paper? Can we just always make the good paper?
So it's pretty cool, and I think I've seen this being reviewed by Pen Addict like years ago, like a few years ago when Yoseika just had their shop, and you know, I just felt like, as a notebook collector, you know, Kelly, you have to at least
don't at me
like try this, like comparing this to Notebook Therapy or, you know, other, what's that, Nebula?
Right. Oh, I would much rather buy this than support Notebook Therapy. Just saying, hot take.
But I think this one's much more interesting. Like, it's like rare. It's like, you know, uniquely made, and you know, the cover's like, there's not even any design to it. It's just very plain.
It's like this chipboard that has kind of that heathered look to it. Like,
it's like a cardboard piece of cardboard. But
and then it's got that really nice binding though, that kind of. I don't know if I would call it Japanese style or just
the stitch binding that makes it lie flat. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And it's got that exposed spine.
And then it's unlined, right? So it's like blank. And I feel like that's perfect for you. Like, the only reason I wouldn't go for it is because it's blank. Like, I'm terrified of blank paper.
Oh, see, I'm totally fine with blank paper. I am confident in my ability to write mostly straight.
I know. So definitely, I feel like you have to keep an eye out for it if they restock. Because I feel like what's happening is that they have a lot still in Taiwan. But weight-wise, they can't ship them all here at once. So they kind of do it like in batches, right, throughout the months. And so it's just an exciting, cool notebook that I think Kelly should add to her collection.
So guess what I just did? I just signed up for email when available.
Yes.
So I will be notified.
Nice. I recently made an order from Yoseika as well. Because
nice.
I got it.
What
I
did
got
you get? Oh, you got your, yeah.
I got a gift card for my birthday, which is coming up in April. And my mother-in-law is like, don't spend it until after your birthday. And then I texted her, Teresa, this thing is selling out. Can I buy it now and send it to your address so that, you know, you can fulfill your, I'm not unwrapping this until my birthday wish, but let me get that item, please. Like, it's selling out.
That is so funny.
It was one of the Kyopoto little underground Mogura.
Oh, Mogura! That's right. So cute.
It's sold out now, so I'm so glad I caught it. So yeah, and also a little, like, you know, fun mishap with the order was that I had two bottles of inks on there, and I faintly remember myself saying something along the lines of not buying any more inks and pens for the rest of 2021. But someone else buying it for me, that doesn't count, right?
See, I'm a firm believer that gift cards are not real money because someone's already spent the money. They just gave it to you. So it's like they did it for you, right? That doesn't count.
So there we go. And it's hilarious because this morning I was literally talking to you about wanting that special edition Twisby pen from Taiwan with the post office. And I was like, wait a second, didn't I also say I'm not going to buy any more fountain pens?
We all knew it was a lie.
within two weeks, it was like blatantly destroyed. My oath, like my promise to the sky, was just like completely ignored. So yeah,
Do you think Yoseika will carry that pen?
I wish they would, but no, I think it's a Xiaoping Yati, that stationery store I mentioned in Taiwan. It's an exclusive for them.
You know someone in Taiwan though. You know a few someones.
Well, my sister, my family.
you can put the feelers out there.
I know, yeah. For my birthday, right? It's only 800 NTD. I mean, it's not that bad. It's a normal Twisby Echo price too. It's not like the special rose gold one. So,
yeah. I say go for it. Chase your dreams and your pens.
Chase your dreams. My stationary dreams.
I know that we're nearing the end, but I also just wanted to shout out Rainbow Holic because she just like rebranded her entire life and like redid her shop and it looks so dope and everything is like really cool and I'm excited for her.
It's amazing. RainbowHolicShop.com, which is, I think, it was like a website revamp and hilariously, is that a word? Funnily, I was on Instagram and I was looking at her story and she's like, revamp website makeover, you know, March 14th. And then I keep looking at her shop. I was like, it's the same. And I totally forgot about time difference. Totally forgot about that. It's like 11 p.m. on Sunday in Japan. So it was like, and then I finally woke up on Sunday, like noon, and I was like, oh, right, there it is. Yep. So pretty. It was so colorful compared to before. And she's now able to carry more stationery stuff. And the Carol Capek tea, obviously, if you want to get one of those like really pretty designed package that's Carol Capek is known for. She's selling bundles with like the zipper pouch.
Yes, which with the washies.
Which we all know the zipper pouch is just like, you know, straight to the stationery lover's heart.
Oh yeah. It's all about pouches, man.
And then also a section called Creators Creation, so which means many of the collabs she's doing or like the other.
Like the one with Penguins Creative that still isn't there that I really want.
Is that the reason you shut her out?
Maybe.
Anyway, I'm really happy for her and I really look forward to how she's going to go in this direction. And just, first 100 customers will receive goodies.
See, I saw that too, and I assumed there's already been 100 customers.
I know, me too. I think so too.
I'm like, she's
she's pretty big. She's very, very popular. So anyway, shipping from Japan may be a little bit of a hassle, but I feel like it's worth it. She really curates the best stuff.
Yeah. And she has like a couple more like cute like Pokemon stuff. I don't know. She speaks to my kawaii heart.
And mine too. We're all more kawaii because of her. Yes. It's very similar to kawaii, which is scary.
It is. Which is scary.
Which is scary. So to be careful when you say that word. You don't want to be kawaii instead of kawaii. Anyway, that's it for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, we love to bring you another fun happy hour episode next week. Bye, Kelly.
Bye.